The 19th century was a period which witnessed the greatest errors in human history. These errors began with the imposition of European thought of materialist philosophy and ancient Greek teaching. The greatest error of this period was Darwin's theory of evolution. Before the birth of Darwinism, biology was accepted as a branch of science which provided evidence of the existence of God. In his book, Natural Theology, the famous biologist William Paley maintained that, to the extent that every clock proves the existence of a clockmaker, natural designs prove the existence of God. However, Darwin rejected this truth in his theory of evolution. By distorting the truth to fit materialist philosophy, he claimed that all living things were the result of coincidences. In this way, he created an artificial separation between religion and science. In their book, The Messianic Legacy, English researchers Michael Badgent, Richard Ley, and Henry Lincoln have this to say on the subject. For Isaac Newton, a century and a half before Darwin, science was not separate from religion, but on the contrary, an aspect of religion, and ultimately subservient to it. But the science of Darwin's time became precisely that, divorcing itself from the context in which it had previously existed, and establishing itself as a rival absolute, an alternative repository of meaning. As a result, religion and science were no longer working in concert, but rather stood opposed to each other, and humanity was increasingly forced to choose between them. Not only biology, but also branches of science such as psychology and sociology were twisted according to the materialist philosophy. Astronomy was distorted according to the materialist dogmas of ancient Greece. The new aim of science was to confirm materialist philosophy. These incorrect ideas have dragged the scientific world into a dead end for the past 150 years. Tens of thousands of scientists from different branches worked in the hope of being able to prove Darwinism or other materialist theories, but they were disappointed. The scientific evidence showed the exact opposite of the conclusion they wanted to reach. That is, it confirmed the truth of creation. Today, the world of science is astonished by this truth. When nature is examined, it emerges that there is a major plan and design in every detail, and this has cut away the foundations of materialist philosophy. For example, the extraordinary structure of DNA shows scientists that it is not the result of an accident. The DNA in a single human cell contains enough information to fill a whole 900-volume encyclopedia. Jean Myers, a scientist from the Celera company which administers the Human Genome Project, says this: "What really astounds me is the architecture of life. The system is extremely complex. It's like it was designed. There's a huge intelligence there." The astonishment affects the whole scientific world. scientists are viewing with surprise the invalidity of the materialist philosophy and Darwinism, which they were taught as truth. And some of them are declaring this openly. In his book, Darwin's Black Box, one of these figures, the American professor of biochemistry, Michael Behe, describes the situation of the scientific world like this. Over the past four decades, modern biochemistry has uncovered the secrets of the cell. The progress has been hard won. It has required tens of thousands of people to dedicate the better parts of their lives to the tedious work of the laboratory. The result of these cumulative efforts to investigate the cell, to investigate life at the molecular level, is a loud, clear, piercing cry of design. The result is so unambiguous and so significant that it must be ranked as one of the greatest achievements in the history of science. But no bottles have been uncorked, no hands clapped. Why does the scientific community not greedily embrace its startling discovery? The dilemma is that while one side of the issue is labeled intelligent design, the other side must be labeled God. The same situation exists in astronomy. The astronomy of the 20th century has demolished the materialist theories of the 19th. First, with the Big Bang theory, it emerged that the universe had a beginning, the moment of creation. Since then, it has been realized that in the universe, there is an extraordinarily delicate balance which protects human life. For these reasons, in the world of physics and astronomy, atheism is in rapid decline. As American physicist Robert Griffiths jokingly remarks, "If we need an atheist for a debate, I go to the philosophy department. The physics department isn't much use." In short, in our day and age, materialist philosophy is collapsing. Science is rediscovering certain very important facts rejected by materialist philosophy. And in this way, a new concept of science is being born. For example, the famous Australian microbiologist Michael Denton states that the complex organs of living things cannot be explained by evolution.
And this is a very profound question, which everybody brushes over, everybody tries to sweep under the carpets. The fact is that the majority of these complex adaptations in nature cannot be adequately explained by their emergence occurred by a series of intermediate forms. And this is in fact something which, in fact, as far as I'm concerned, this is a fundamental problem. And the fact that there are so many of these things, for me, okay, there's something wrong with the theory. Common sense tells me there must be something wrong.
The famous German biologist Werner Gitt explains how genetic information in living things proves the creation in these terms.
It is impossible that new information is coming from a random process. If you see a computer program, it needs a programmer. If you see a car, it needs a designer. If you see the biological information in the cells, then you must say that is the right conclusion. It needs a creator who has made the program, the genes, to create the proteins, to create the organs. It is necessary that we have this. So we can say evolution is an impossible process.
The American professor of biochemistry, Michael Behe, explains why the creation is a scientific fact.
I think the conclusion of design is a scientific one, an empirical one, based completely on the observable system, the universe and life were intended, that they are the product of intelligent activity. And I'd just like to point out that this idea comes from the progress of science. It is not from not what we do not know, but is rather from what we have learned over the past 50 years.
The American philosopher Philip Johnson summarizes the conclusion science has reached like this.
That we are here as the products of an intelligent creator that brought about our existence for a purpose. Our existence and that of other living things was due to the conscious, purposeful activity of a creator.